On to the regular agenda. Items 1081 and 82 can be read together, please.
1081, accept a grant in the amount of $105,060, appropriate $35,000 for fiscal year 2018-19, and authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for the Domestic Violence Enhanced Response Team to be partially reimbursed for a police bureau sergeant through September 30, 2020, and 1082. Authorize a memorandum of understanding with the partner agencies that constitute the Domestic Violence Enhanced Response Team for the stated project goals listed in the Office of on Violence Against Women fiscal year 2017-2020 grants to encourage arrest policies and enforcement of protection orders, grant program application, and award.
Very good. And we have staff here. Come on up. Thanks for being here. Welcome.
I'm Derek Rodriguez, Captain of the Family Services Division. Hello.
Thank you, Captain.
The timing of it all, Sergeant Mason just stepped out, and he's supposed to give a little presentation, but I'll hold on until he gets here and let Ms. Bray go.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Peggy Samolinski, and I have the privilege of working with Multnomah County with the Department of County Human Services. Shall I wait?
There he is.
He's here. How about if we let him go first, and if that's okay with you, sir?
Here he comes. He's rushing up.
Here he goes.
It never fails, right? You're waiting for 2 hours, and you leave the room for 30 seconds, and you get called up. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. My apologies.
No worries.
My name is Ron Mason. I'm a sergeant with the Portland Police Bureau, assigned to the Domestic Violence Enhanced Response Team. This project has been a 14-year collaboration with the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, the DA's Office, Department of Community Justice, Animal Services, DHS, and community-based advocates, as well as Multnomah County. The PPB team is comprised of two police officers, Multnomah County detective, and two community-based advocates. We serve a vulnerable population that is at high risk for lethality in domestic violence situations. Our focus is on interagency collaboration to be able to hold offenders accountable and help the survivors and their children to live in a peaceful situation. The valuable work that we do has no doubt in my mind has lessened the violent consequences as well as prevented further violence and homicides. So thank you for considering this grant proposal.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Great, thank you. Again, Peggy Samolinski with Multnomah County. I am currently the interim manager for the Domestic and Sexual Violence Coordination Office because my colleague Rose Bach recently departed. So I'm going to start today with two quotes from survivors who have engaged in services through DIVRT. One who said, "I will forever be changed by this experience and seeing the good people who are courageous when you're in crisis." Another woman reported, "The advocate and team I worked with saved my life and helped me rebuild my self-esteem." So the DIVRT grant overall grant supports kind of several areas, both capacity building and training for community members and partners, as well as direct services. So in 2017, the DIVRT team provided 20 trainings to over 550 professionals working in the fields of law enforcement, community justice, and victim advocacy. During the last year, we've spoken at several conferences around the work and about this partnership that we have with the Portland Police Bureau to speak about the successful collaborations and how this is a model for others to try to replicate. And in 2019, we're super excited to be invited to present specifically about the DIVRT collaboration at the End Violence Against Women International Conference in San Diego, California. So that's a big honor for us to be asked to do that. During 2017, the DIVRT team worked with over 150 victims of high risk for lethality in domestic violence situations. The team provides advocacy and safety for survivors and accountability for perpetrators. Being able to work collaboratively with local community agencies, local law enforcement, and other system providers has increased the safety of survivors who are experiencing and attempting to leave violent domestic violence situations. For the last 14 years, this DIVERT program has provided an essential service in a collaborative capacity to Multnomah County, reaching survivors and their children at some of their most vulnerable times. It's in this collaborative spirit that we're here today to ask you to support the IGA and MOU. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy. Does that complete your presentation? Any further questions before we get to public testimony?
So do we get three additional DIVERT people funded through this grant?
Additional, Commissioner. It's continues what we've been funding. So it's some part of a sheriff of the Multnomah County, part of the sergeant, and then two direct service advocates in the community.
Excellent. Thank you. Public testimony?
Yes, we have four people signed up. The first three are Sarah Hobbs, Ida Pingala, and Maggie.
My name's Sarah Hobbs. 21 years ago in the middle of the night, my children fled a domestic violence situation. It was a lot of services. This was 21 years ago. Plans in place then are gone. But what I hear is the services that they are proposing were similar services that helped me. I literally spent my first day in the shelter was the day of my 10th wedding anniversary. I was, got married at 18, had no skills, fled with my kids in the middle of the night. I beg you to agree to support because we need the law enforcement. Women are at their most vulnerable for being murdered in domestic violence murders when they leave. I got married at 18, was a stay-at-home mom, had no job skills, nothing. It was services like what they proposed that helped my family make it. But I have been concerned that these services were gone. I am encouraged beyond belief to hear that some of these are coming back. I wish there was still some discussion about domestic violence transitional supportive housing because that's what saved me and my family. I didn't hear that. That has me kind of sad. But everything else, please, women's lives can depend on it. And for people like me who were also fleeing with children, it can be more than just women whose lives will depend on this. And I beg you, please support.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for sharing your story. Thank you. Good
morning. I just want to say I think funding domestic violence programs are important because I see in the shelter women of all economic backgrounds who've been affected by domestic violence, and there needs to be a program not only just for them to get out of the situation, but then help them rebuild their lives. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, Maggie. Appreciate it.
And the last person is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
You're good. All right. Thank you. Any further questions, colleagues of staff? Please call the roll.
These are non-emergency.
Item 1081.
If I could just
Commissioner Saltzman, you bet.
I thought we were voting. I just want to thank Captain Rodriguez for his leadership of the Family Services Division and Sergeant Mason for his leadership of the Domestic Violence Reduction Unit. It's really tough work that you gentlemen do, and your colleagues at the county, the district attorney's office, and at the city. And we really appreciate it, and I appreciate your leadership in particular.
Thank you.